Depending on the age of the school that you went to, the bathroom can be a very interesting place. I remember my high school, it was a very, very old building. It was my last, it was the, not my, it was the last year of the school existing that I attended it. This is like a 100-year-old building, limestone, looked kind of like a prison. The bathrooms, concrete floors, very, very institutional. It's just creepy. I don't have any personal ghost stories about this bathroom, but when I hear ghost stories about school bathrooms, I picture this place because it just has that feel to it. Older schools have that feel, that institutional, old, roughed up, going bad, tile falling off the wall, concrete, ceilings kind of falling apart, sagging, feel. It's just, it's a, you know, it's a decrepit thing. And when you have something strange happen in those settings, it can be pretty creepy.
So in my old school was an FBI building for the longest time, and then it moved headquarters to a different building. One day I was wandering the halls after school had ended, because my school had like an after-school program, and I was wandering to my classroom when I heard something inside of the bathroom. It was like somebody crying, almost. So I go into the bathroom. I check all the stalls, and nothing's there.
So in a setting like this, like a high school, if someone is crying, it's typically a classmate. That's not all that strange of an occurrence to have happened. It's a lot of emotions running high. A lot of people not very well regulated in their emotions. And if you're a caring individual, you want to go comfort whoever is crying. Normal circumstance, right? You're going to try and help.
But the crying stops. So as I leave the bathroom, I realize that I had left all the stall doors open, which you're like supposed to, but they're all closed. And I went in there. The moment I stepped out of the bathroom and closed the door, all three of the stalls that I had left open slammed shut at the same time.
Feels like something out of a movie. It feels like such a horror story. You hear this unexplained crying, you go to check it out, no one is there, you open the stall doors, and boom, they all shut simultaneously. It's obviously not just the wind, it's not this or that. There's something going on. Understandable to be like, okay?
I didn't even care what had just happened. I just sprinted back to my classroom.
Strange things in strange places. Or should I say, places that, you know, they shouldn't have these things happening in. A lot of times when you encounter a ghostly experience or a haunting, it takes you by surprise. It takes you from a place where you're just going about your normal life. And then suddenly, something very paranormal happens. And you're trying to make reason as to why that event occurred. There's a lot of that in today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. We're going to hear about demonic spirits that plague a new home and new homeowners as they desperately try to find a solution to their haunting. And something good from the other side intervenes with something bad on the other side, all to protect the living. And did a friend's child identify a deceased loved one living upstairs in a friend's home while they're on a family vacation? A ghost helps to take the light out late at night as a guest stays in a haunted hotel attempting to sleep. And here's an interesting question for you. What's better, an annoying college roommate in a dorm or a ghost roommate in a dorm? You'll hear a story about that as well. From Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi, and this is EPP bonus episode number 236. Stay with us. When you move into a new home, it's usually an exciting thing. Hopefully a positive thing, too. Sometimes you got to get used to the house. You got to get used to all of its idiosyncrasies, the noises that it may make, the toilet that runs a little bit too long, the pipes that will make a strange noise, stuff like that. Houses have a personality of their own, but quite often they're completely explainable. They are things that basically a structure does, or the infrastructure of the structure will do. And you kind of get used to it. You learn it. One of those things is not usually the manifestation of dead people, though. That's not something that is usually conjured by the furnace or a leaky toilet. That's something completely different. In our next story, we hear about a couple who moved into a new house. Immediately, they started noticing things were off, seeing people, hearing noises, items being moved, heat turning up, you name it, things were happening. Not only just happening to the residents of the new home, but when they had guests over as well, people wouldn't believe them. Church deacons wouldn't come to try and help. They knew about the place. Paranormal investigators, who would otherwise just be longing for an investigation like this, were scared off and refused to ever come back. Quite a haunting. Take a listen. My story will seem even more unbelievable to many than the average ghost story does. It's hard for even myself, my husband, our friends, or visitors to believe until it is witnessed firsthand. My ghost story begins like this. About 5 years ago, my husband and I purchased our home on a land contract. We started as renters, but when the option came up to buy, we took it. The very first day that we started moving in was the first experience I had. I was alone, washing kitchen cabinets, putting dishes away, when I saw what looked like someone with very long blonde hair walk by the room. It went towards what would be our bedroom. I thought it might be my husband's cousin that had left at the home we were moving out of. I thought it was odd that he'd be there because he did not drive, and that meant he would have to have walked the whole way to our new home. Went into the bedroom and called out, but nobody was there. The hair stood up on the back of my neck and my arms. I was very unnerved. I drove back to my old house where my husband and his cousin were still packing. I asked him how he got from the old house to the new house and back so quickly. He laughed and asked what I had been drinking because he never left from packing. I told them both what had happened. They chalked it up to nerves because of the move. I laughed and agreed. I did not say to them, seen several ghosts over the years because I believe they would think I was crazy. These occurrences became more frequent and varied. They'd hear people on the front porch only to find there was nobody there. Things would disappear only to see them days, weeks, or even months later in the place we had previously looked. We'd hear people talking in different parts of the house. Even though we were alone, we'd feel as if something had touched us. And again, nobody was there. The thermostat in our bedroom would get turned all the way up, and we'd not know this until it became uncomfortably hot. We'd hear music in the basement where a man had passed away only a few years before. All kinds of strange things were going on in this new place we called home. After living in the house for a year, the owner decided to sell it to us. When she came to sign the papers, we told her of all the strange occurrences. She looked straight at us and said, "I thought everyone knew. Not everyone knew the house was haunted." Of course, we knew the house used to be a small mom-and-pop store back in the 40s, but we did not know of any haunting. She told us the music in the basement was more than likely her son that had passed away there, and the thermostat was probably her mother who had also passed in the house. She had Alzheimer's and would often turn the thermostat all the way up. The owner said she had to move it to her bedroom and put a lock on the door to keep her mom from bothering it. I asked her if her mom had been blessed with long blonde hair, and she said, "Yes." I knew now who I'd seen that day. It wasn't until 3 years later, last year, that things were taken to a whole new and terrifying level. That was when we started renovating the house, and also when I learned that I could communicate with people who had in fact passed on. There's too much to write, plus we have about 50-plus hours of video and more than 100 pictures of things we've captured on camera. Our home has a portal in it. The ghosts can and do pass through. We have several videos of it opening and closing. We've had paranormal investigators come only to leave and not come back. I've asked a deacon to come and bless our home twice, and both times something happened to keep him away. I also have video and pics of my husband being taken over by something so horrible that it changed his appearance until it left his body. I also have a demon that's given me his name and has thrown items at two different people. Our home has many children who I've been told are buried either in the home or on the land. All in all, we've had over 10 deaths at our residence. Nobody comes to our home and stays for any length of time without having some type of paranormal experience. That wraps up the preview portion of EPP 236 of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to hear the rest of the episode, and there are some good stories in it, become an extra podcast person at ghostpodcast.com. Or you can sign up through Patreon. The link is there at ghostpodcast.com. We're going to hear a story about something good from the other side intervening with something not so good to help protect a human. Also, did a child identify a deceased loved one living in the upstairs of one's home on a family visit? And could that urn that sits up there that no one knew was an urn have anything to do with it? Also, ghosts help take the lights out to help a patron of a haunted hotel get to sleep. And what is better, an annoying college roommate or a ghostly college roommate? We'll talk about that as well. EPP 236 of Real Ghost Stories Online. Check it out at ghostpodcast.com. It's only $5 a month to become an EPP. When you sign up for that, you get this episode, all 236 bonus episodes in their entirety. You also get a free e-copy of our Amazon best-selling book. Yes, you get that as part of it. That's a $14 value right there that you get for free when you sign up as an EPP. Not bad. Also, advanced episodes of our program. Those come out weeks before they go public. You get all those exclusive video content and a whole bunch of other fun stuff throughout the year as well. Ghostpodcast.com. Sign up, or you can do it through Patreon, too. The link is there at ghostpodcast.com. That's what supports the show, keeps it on the air. If you like it, I ask, please support. That's how things work these days. So please do show that support if you can. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.